Now we're going to hear from the Congolese rebel leader, Laurent Nkunda. It is his forces that have been fighting in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The area is facing a humanitarian crisis and fears of a broader war after years of war in the region. NPR's Gwen Tompkins met Nkunda and filed this report.
When asked what quality he valued above all others in a general, Napoleon said he liked the lucky ones. And on this day, at a military base in a remote village in eastern Congo, General Laurent Nkunda is feeling his luck. The general is in a good mood. His rebel army now controls more ground than ever in the region, and his hand is stronger than ever in determining the future of eastern Congo, and perhaps even Congo itself. Nkunda's eyes are shining behind his spectacles.
Today we are strong because now the international community have understood that we are a cry. We are a cry for freedom. We are spiritual. We are not physical.
Sitting in an upholstered chair, the tall and wiry Nkunda is expansive in his remarks. Nkunda, who is a Congolese Tutsi, says he speaks for all Congolese people who have suffered through civil wars, poverty, and neglect. Nkunda blamed his nation's leaders, from the Belgians to current President Joseph Kabila, for that suffering. The general's territorial advancements have killed an untold number of civilians and pushed an estimated 250,000 Congolese to the point of desperation. But even though his lenses were immaculate, just like his fatigues and his silver-knobbed walking stick, Nkunda saw no connection between the suffering then and the suffering now.
That's the cost of freedom. I accept Congolese to suffer for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, but be free forever. Freedom is not a gift. You have to suffer for it and fight for it. And we are ready to suffer, but to be free forever.
Good luck selling that idea to Bibiana. She's about 60 miles away from the rebel base, walking to the Kabati camp for internally displaced people outside Goma. She's got the strap of a huge plastic bag digging into her forehead. The bag is on her back, a baby is on her breast. She's pulling another kid with one hand, and she's got another bag in the other hand. Bibiana hasn't eaten for days.
We are just missing water, we are suffering, we don't have medicine to treat us, and maybe God will have to help us.
Aid organizations are now moving to feed many of the people who have reached the outermost edge of desperation. But at the governor's office in Goma, there's a kind of political desperation sinking in. This Nkunda rebellion, if not resolved quickly, is potentially career-killing for Julien Paluku. He's the governor of North Kivu province in eastern Congo and part of the nation's new democratically elected leadership. Paluku is up for re-election in 2 years, and he says all of Congo's current leadership will be judged by what happens in eastern Congo.
We must do efforts to solve the problem. We can't maintain population in this condition because after 2 years, it will be a problem for us because people will ask us, why you didn't bring peace for us?
Sitting in his upholstered chair and wearing an immaculate blue suit and shiny black shoes, Paluku says the people will also blame Nkunda, who has aspirations to one day be in government. And then the general will really have to be lucky, because everyone knows that a political campaign is one of the hardest fights of all. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Goma.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.